Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
For many of you would know, but some of you may not, that my wife and I were actually expecting our very first child in September this year, which is it's very exciting. It's definitely more excitement than fear at this point, which is a good thing. I believe that's a good thing. But when we announced it, the first Sunday we came to church, I had so many dads come up to me and just pat me on the back and just give me some advice. And there were so many great bits of advice. And there was this one guy, he came up to me and he congratulated me and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Dave, enjoy brunch with a miso while you can, because it's not going to last." And that is when fear gripped my heart for the first time. Excitement turned to fear. No, I'm just kidding. But he was serious. He said, "Enjoy it while you can." And I love brunch. I love going out for breakfast. And so this was the year where I was going to make the most of it. Head to as many cafes as I could, as much smashed avocado, but that's been put on a big halt. And I've had to smash my own avocado, which, let's be honest, isn't a big deal. Still very glad we were able to go shopping and eat and all of that kind of stuff. There are definitely worse things going on, but I love breakfast. I love going out for brunch. And there was this one time that me and Jenna and I, we were going out for brunch, and what happened was we were getting ready and we were getting dressed and we're about to walk out the door, and it was winter time, and there's this one thing that always comes out in winter. You see it everywhere, just as much as we see rain. It's everywhere. I mean, you're walking down the street, you see this. You go to the footy, you see this. You're doing your grocery shopping and you see this. It's in the hundreds, the thousands, even in the hundreds of thousands. And it's a Kathmandu jacket. I don't know if you've seen one of these before. I'm sure you would have. But for me, I love my Kathmandu jacket. When it comes winter, I get lazy. I just put a t-shirt on and then what do? I chuck my Kathmandu jacket on. I don't care if it's not fashionable. I don't care if it's not the right place to wear the Kathmandu jacket. I love my Kathmandu jacket, and you see it everywhere. And so it was winter time, and so I put my jacket on, and as we're heading out the door, I reach into my pocket and I put my hand in my pocket, and there's something in my pocket, and I pull it out, and what do you know? I've got a pineapple in my jacket pocket. A $50 note that's been sitting there for maybe even 12 months just in my Kathmandu jacket. I was so excited. $50 I just found. I was, "Jen, babe, I'm going to pay for breakfast this morning. I found this pineapple in my pocket, this $50 note. We're getting all the sides. We're getting milkshakes, coffees, whatever you want. I'm providing today. I'm paying for breakfast today. This is my shout." And I just remember being so over the moon with this $50. Come on, you can relate. Finding a random 50, come on, that's what dreams are made of. That's what dreams are made of. But the point I want to make right here is that you've got everything that God needs you to have right now in this season. You have everything that God needs you to have in your hands, in your pocket, and in your life. I really believe that God wouldn't put you in a place where you don't have what you need. That's who our God is. He's faithful. He's a provider. And I'm not talking about what you think you need. I'm not talking about necessarily what you may want, but I'm talking about you have everything God needs you to have for this moment and this season and this time. And what I hope that does, it brings you some peace. I hope that brings you some clarity, and I hope that brings some drive back to your life, knowing that, hey, in the midst of all of this, you have everything that God needs you to have to survive. And not only survive, but to thrive, to be the best you that you have, and even to get to the place where God wants you to be. I'm inspired by that. I want to read a short passage in Acts. It's Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 2, and it says this: "A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, who they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple." So he was asking for money. "Who, seeing Peter and John, two disciples, about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.' So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said," he said, "'Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. What an amazing story. Silver or gold, I don't have. But let me tell you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And a lot of people right now could easily be focusing on what they don't have, the lack, the inability. But I want to encourage us, let's focus on what we do have. Let's focus on what we do have. You see, the truth is, if Peter had to focus on what he didn't have, and he had said, sorry, mate, I actually don't have any money. I don't have any silver. I don't have any gold. He was on his way to church. He was potentially in a rush. What I don't have, he couldn't give. But praise God, Peter focused on what he did have. And he said, hey, this is what I do have. And thank goodness it was the most powerful thing in the world, the name of Jesus. He had Jesus in his life and he was able to pray for him and healing came. Healing came and it was amazing. And I know there might be some things you lack right now. Maybe it's some finances. Maybe it's a job. And I'm not making light of your season or your situation. We're all lacking something right now, but the key is not to focus on it. The key is to focus on what we do have and to fix our eyes on it and to give it our attention, because when we do, God is able to do great things with what we have. I really do believe that. Oftentimes I go to my pantry and I'm looking through my pantry for something to cook. And I'm not talking about a boy look. I'm talking about a good female look. And even my wife's with me and we're looking in the fridge for something to cook and we open it up and there's nothing in the freezer. Nothing. We open the pantry. There's really not much that we can cook. And we look at each other and we're thinking, do we just get takeaway again? We really shouldn't do that. It's not healthy. And it's sapping our finances. And we just have to make do with what we have in that time. And you'll be surprised if you just focus on what you have. An amazing meal always finds its way to our plates. Somehow, whether there's no meat, there's no pasta, but somehow we pull something incredible together. And it might look a little different. It looks a bit unorthodox, but I tell you what, somehow we've put something on the table that's nutritional, that's delicious, and we feel so much better about it. Because we've had to dig a little deeper, and rather than just focusing, hey, we don't have enough, or there's a lack, hey, what do we have? What can we make of it? And we've been able to put something together. I don't know if you can relate to that, but if you focus on what you do have, I really believe God will make something great out of where you're at. That's the key in this season. Even as the years go on, let's focus on what we do have, what God's given us, and what's in our life, what's in our pockets, what's in our hands. God is going to be able to make something great of where you're at right now. You might not have as much money. You might not feel like you have as much purpose as normal. You might feel like your life has less or there's a bit of a lack. I promise you, you have everything you need right now for where God has you. Even for myself personally, my job here at Lifehouse Church, privileged to be able to be employed here at Lifehouse as a pastor, but my biggest job is our North Campus, running that and making it the best we can. But right now, there's no physical campus. I mean, it's still there, but almost desolate. That's one of my biggest jobs. And I can focus on, hey, I'm not able to do that and build the campus. And thank God we're still growing. I believe in God's still doing great things, but the physical campus isn't there. One of my big jobs is helping the Sunday services be the best they can be. Well, they're not exactly running how they used to. Praise God, they're still up and running, but they're not running how they used to. And I can just sit here and mope and, hey, you know, we had momentum and we were going forward and we were growing. Or I can say, hey, what do we still have? We still have a great online service. We still have great people, a great church community. We still have life groups that are, honestly, I think they're going better than ever. Really great attendance and people are loving them and God's just doing something in the midst of it. But if we sit here and focus on, oh, we don't have services, we can't really build and grow and go forward. No, what do we have? What can we do? What can God do with what we have? I really, you know, I had to really, even for myself, hey, Dave, what do you have? What can you do? What is God doing with what I've got in my hands? Even with me and my wife, I mentioned that, you know, where we've got our first child coming in September and it's a bit of an uneasy season. We had a plan and we were hoping to save as much money and get everything ready. And obviously with the restrictions and all of what's happening, it just looks a little different. And my wife runs a business, which is the doors have been closed just because we're isolating and we totally understand that, but it does put a little bit of a financial strain on on us and what we'd plan to do and save and all of that. And rather than focus on what we don't have and what we can't do, and the original plan was to do this and continue to save and all of that kind of stuff, we need to really focus on what we do have in this season. We really need to not focus on what could happen or what we can't have or the potentials, but focus, hey, we still have this. And it might sound a bit corny, but we still have one another. And there's still a lot of good people in our lives, and God is good. We're still able to have this beautiful baby, a daughter, which is so exciting. And we need to focus on the positives and focus on what we do have right now in this season in our life. Come on, if you believe that, why don't you just say amen? And I really want this not to just be a practical message. Like, it's true that you've still got time. Use it wisely. You've still got family and friends, and you've still got oxygen in your lungs. All of that is true, but I want this to get inside of our spirits. And I want us to get this deep down in our heart and in the front of our mind that no matter what we go through, we have everything we need. God will never let us go through something that we cannot handle. God will never let us go through something that we cannot get through. And I really want us to get that in our spirit today, because I believe that with all my heart. There's another story in Matthew chapter 15, and Jesus is preaching and he's teaching and he's healing. And this has been going on for a long time now, and there's crowds of people following him. And Jesus has compassion on these people because they haven't eaten. They've been traveling for a while now and they're lacking, and he wants them to eat. Praise God. He's got compassion for them. What a savior we have. And so he says to his disciples, we need to feed 5,000 people. Let's feed them. And so in Matthew 15, verse 33, it says this, then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? So here are the disciples are saying, we don't have enough. We're not able. There's a lack. And I love Jesus' response. Verse 34, Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? In other words, what have you got in your hands? And I kind of get this sense where Jesus is going, because whatever you have in your hands is enough. And so they go around and they find out that they've got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And then through that, Jesus is able to feed 5,000 people off a simple phrase, what do you have? And I want to encourage you right now, Jesus wasn't focused on what they didn't have. He was focused on what they did have. And when they gave it to him, he was able to do something amazing, incredible, an amazing miracle of provision with what he had. The truth is, you might not have a job right now, but you still have a voice to encourage other people. You know, I've been praying, and as a staff and as our leadership team, even a whole church, we've been praying for people who are out of work, whether you've been laid off or stood down temporarily, I'm not sure. But there are other people in your workplace that are also in the same boat. Why don't you give them a call and encourage them? Because you may not have a job, but you still have a voice, and you can bring some hope and peace into their world. What an amazing opportunity to be able to bring some peace and hope into a time of, you know, potential darkness for other people, and just share the hope that you have through Jesus. So you might not have that, but what do you have? What can you do? What can you share? You might be in a season where you can't do the things that normally bring you joy. Maybe try and bring some joy to other people. And I don't know what that looks like, but just figure out how that can happen. Maybe you're feeling lost, lacking direction. You don't have everything mapped out like you used to because this time of everything going on. But you know what you do have? You do have a God that guides your footsteps and makes your path right, Proverbs says. Let's not focus on what we don't have, but let's focus on what we do have. And this is an amazing story of provision. There wasn't enough to provide. In the natural, there wasn't enough to provide to feed 5,000 people. And you might feel like you don't have enough right now to provide for your needs, to provide for your family's needs, to keep building your dreams. You might not feel like you have enough, but we believe in a God. And I pray at the end, this stirs up some faith in a God that when we just give him what we have, it's enough. And you're going to be able to provide, and we're going to be able to get through this season, not only surviving, but thriving. I really believe that in Jesus' name. What do you have? In my kitchen at home, we've got a big window right in our kitchen. And the funny thing is that it looks out to our neighbor's house where they've got a really big window. So when both our blinds are open, we can see right into the neighbor's home. And there's a fence there, but the top half of the window you can still see. And there's been a few times, not too many times, but we've walked into the kitchen, the neighbor's there at the window looking into our house. And we're just like, okay, just get the blind and wind it down. Not sure what that's about. Doesn't happen often, but there's been a few times. And that's what happens with mankind. We're often looking over the fence. We're often looking into what our neighbor has and what we don't have. One of the Ten Commandments, the last one, in fact, it was don't envy what your neighbor has. And there was 10 commandments. And I like to finish strong. So the last one, God was saying, don't envy what your neighbor has. In other words, don't envy what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. The grass is always greener on the other side. Let's not be looking at what others have or what people have that we don't. Let's focus on what we do have. Stop looking over the fence. Look in your lap. Look in your pocket. Look inside. What do you have that God wants to do? That God wants to use? Because there's plenty that God's given you, whether it's gifts, time, family, opportunity. Yes, there may be a lack, but I promise you, if we stop looking outwards, looking at others, looking at people that still have their jobs or looking at people that have different opportunities or looking at people over here or over there, just focus on what you do have. And I'll tell you what, God can do something really, really amazing with it. I believe that. I just want to share a story about Moses. Many of you, even if you haven't been in church a while, have probably heard about Moses. And here's a point where God comes to Moses and he says, Moses, I want you to free my people from slavery. I want you to go in, speak on my behalf and free my people from slavery. And Moses had no confidence in himself. He had no idea what to do. He was really a lost man right now, but God was giving him this mission. He was in a season of absolute uncertainty. Can anybody relate? Moses here was facing a challenge that was far, far too big for him to achieve. Can anybody relate to that? Moses here did not know what to do. Come on, there are many of us that can potentially relate to that. But here in Exodus 4, I want to read it. And God has come to Moses and said, Moses, I want you to go and free my people. And Moses responds and he says in our verse 1, Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, Moses, what is in your hand? That's all God said. What is in your hand? So powerful. He said, a rod. And so God said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Here it is again, with Moses lost, not knowing what to do, feeling anxious, feeling uncertain about what's going on. He comes to God, and thank God he did. And God just responds, what have you got in your hand? And Moses says, a rod. Just a rod. Is he going to go in there and just whack everybody with it? I mean, he's got to take on the army that Pharaoh had in Egypt. But you know what? I believe it could have been a fish. It could have been a shoe. It could have been a twig, a rock. I don't even know. I don't even care. You know what the X factor in here is? That Moses was able to bring it to God. And God is saying here, and I love it, God was saying, all you need is me. Whatever you have is enough if you have me in your life. And that was able to bring Moses peace. Not only was it able to bring Moses peace, but it was able to bring him confidence. It was able to bring him courage. He was able to face his biggest challenge. He was able to get through this season of uncertainty, of fear, of doubt, with so much confidence with just what he had. And rather than focusing on his inability to speak, his anxiety, his fear, his self-doubt, he was able to focus on his rod. And you know what his rod represented? God was with me, and that God is for me, and that with God I am able. and that with God, mountains are able to move, and I'm able to face any storm. I'm able to face any trial. I'm able to overcome any obstacle. And right now we're all in different boats. We're all facing different things, but I want to encourage you, what have you got in your hands? Because with God, whatever you have in your hands, whatever you have in your life is enough. And I really believe that right now. And I'm encouraged by that. Peter wasn't fixated on what he didn't have, but he focused on what he did have. The disciples, we don't have enough, but Jesus said, just show me what you do have. What have you got? Moses, God, I'm not able. God, this is too big. But God just said, come on, what have you got in your hand? And so right now, I would love for you to just have a look at your life. And there are good things in your life. God has gifted you. You've got great people in your life. There are so many good things that God has for you. But the biggest thing, back to the start, silver and gold, Peter said, I don't have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. What did Peter have? He had Jesus in his life. He had a relationship with an almighty God who's a provider. He's a carer. He wants to take you to great places. He wants to give you a rich and satisfying life. Silver and gold, I don't have, Peter said, but what I do have, I give you. His name is Jesus.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabakian, pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.